I see.
Do your children still live in Georgia somewhere, or did they move to different
Yeah, they
states?
live in Georgia, except one live in California.
Wow. So they all live in just different parts of Georgia now? What parts did they move to?
My baby daughter moved to, is living in Augusta, and she's been chosen Teacher of the Year.
Oh, wow.
And they're celebrating it on the November the 3rd.
Oh, you gonna go there for it?
November the 3rd.
Oh, great.
Wow.
And then one live in Marietta, and the other one live in Smyrna. The other one live in Atlanta.
So you got a few of them that are still close, like Marietta.
Yeah,
Marietta
and Smyrna and Atlanta. Just the two is the distance, that Augusta and California. And Augusta's not that far.
So have you been out to California to visit your other daughter? Now, what was that like?
Oh, it's cold out there.
Oh,
you
got
to wear something like this all the time.
So they were in Northern California. She must live in Northern California. What part of California?
Oakland.
Yeah, Northern California.
Well,
yeah.
It's cool all the time. You got to really have a jacket all the time.
Yeah.
And don't go down to San Francisco, do you freeze to death?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to have an overcoat down there.
Oh, yeah. I was fooled by that, too. I lived there for a little while. And
yeah,
I was
where you live?
I was in Stanford, which is about 20 minutes or so from San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
We lived in Mountain View, but I had a postdoc at Stanford, and it was, I was fooled, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, I thought it was supposed to be always sunny, and man, it was freezing there.
I can imagine.
I was cold and rainy.
Oh,
that's what it was. Cold and rainy.
I couldn't believe it was. I feel like it was winter time when I said, well, I just can't believe it's like that, like that. And then when you get coming back this way, you start getting warm.
Yeah. So Northern California.
But it's
not
cool out there.
Yeah.
What about the people and stuff out there? What do you think about that?
Well,
there are more black
people. There are nice people out there. I met some nice people, seem like. Dude, the church was not good, too, because I told the minister, I went Mother's Day, past Mother's Day, and I told him, well, this didn't sound like no Methodist church. It was a Methodist church, but it didn't sound like it. I can't believe this was the Methodist church.
Yeah, because that's one reason why I was asking, too, because I know I've heard that there are a lot of good churches around the Los Angeles, Los Angeles in that area. So, around the time that you've been here and certainly moved in here, we've heard, you know, there are all of these historic buildings and stuff, and especially where you had lived, too, I guess they had historic buildings. They've made a lot of those buildings historic buildings, I guess, which would have influenced some of the places you actually lived, since you lived downtown, right, at some point. I don't know. What do you think about some of these historic buildings that they have, or that you, I don't know, did they make any of the buildings that you actually lived in, any historic buildings?
Did they make them?
Yeah, did they, you know, because you can declare some buildings historic buildings. So did any of the buildings you live in become historic buildings or?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
What do you think about how they've turned a lot of the buildings downtown where you were living, that they declared them historic buildings, which have apparently affected several of the black people who did live in that area, that they made, that they've turned those into or declared those historic buildings?
Right, like Mr. That happened to him, I think.
Or he's trying to prevent that,
to
actually.
Stop it because it makes property taxes.
Yeah, because it increases the property taxes, and so you have to pay those taxes on it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and they, I know they,